Welcome to Agency Highway. This is a podcast for digital agencies and freelancers who want to grow their business, earn more, and work less. Each episode, you'll hear from agency owners that are killing it, meet epic people that can help you along your journey, or just listen to me ramble on about something I think is cool. Head to agencyhighway.com for transcripts, action notes, and to join the community. I'm your host, James Rose. Now, let's get into it. Welcome to episode 6 of Agency Highway, and I have an awesome interview today with Tony from tonyswebdesign.com. I did a little shout out a while back for agencies and freelancers who had some quick little wins in their business and were happy to share them on this podcast. So if that's you, please make sure you reach out to me. But Tony got back to me with just so much stuff. It was the most epic email. She'd done so much stuff right. And we were supposed to have a quick little chat, but it ended up into as like a 40 something, I'm not sure, a longer episode, because it's just unreal, like how much stuff she's done right that you can learn from. So basically, she quit her job with a large agency about 6 months ago, and she's already more than doubled her income, which is crazy. We dig into packaging services, recurring revenue, specialization, how to sell websites and packages to people. Now, we just got chatting, and before I'd even hit record, Tony was dropping really awesome information. So basically, I'm going to have to drop you right in the middle of our chat. We started by discussing her time with those agencies that she used to work with and how at first they seemed like these amazing companies that could do no wrong, but over time they turned out to be not quite everything they pretended to be, and this is what gave her the confidence to go out on her own. So here we go. I'm going to drop you right into the middle.
I kind of felt all over the place. I wasn't really sure where to start, what to do or what not. And I was lucky enough to start with an agency and kind of contract. And as I'm moving through this, there's little things that I would experience or pick up on that I wasn't really fond of. You know, customer service wasn't to the level of what I would like to do. They were more concerned about taking on as many clients as they could and not really caring about the overall quality or, it just didn't suit me well. So I'd move on to the next agency, and sure enough, same shit was happening in these other agencies. Or, you know, I don't have anything against anybody who wants to outsource, but if you're going to outsource, make sure you're outsourcing to a quality team or a quality person who's going to get the job done. So I just kept experiencing these odds and ends of things that just didn't kind of speak to my soul, and wasn't how I would do it. And along the way, I started to just kind of confirm that my lack of confidence and my insecurities were nothing more than my own mental issues. There were no, I was good at what I did. And I think it was more of a matter of you know, the start to finish process and feeling confident enough in doing that and talking with the customers and whatnot. But once I experienced those other agencies, I quickly realized that I had the goods and I could do what, you know, everybody else was doing. And in some situations, I could do it better. And I finally took the leap in February of this year, and it was the best choice I ever could have made. I'm so glad I did it, and I'm never looking back. I'm already making twice the money that I was making when I was working as a contractor.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I want to like unpack a little bit just about what you've done here. So obviously we've covered the beginning there, but I'd sort of like to dig into that a little bit more. Like,
okay,
like why do you think people have an insecurity around this? Because I notice like a lot of people there is a, I don't know. I don't know what the word is, but people think that agencies are going to do a better job. You know, this outside, like normal business owners, they see these big agencies and everyone kind of assumes they're going to do a better job. And you working at an agency, and you know, this isn't just you, like a lot of people I've spoken to have worked in agencies, and it's a little bit intimidating, I guess, to go out and get the business. But then one day they realize, you know what? Like, I think I can do that. Everything that these guys are doing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I guess, why do you think that it's like that?
You know, from the outside looking in, you know, you're judging that book by its cover. They look like they're this big thing. They look like they have all these clients. They look like business is rolling well. But when you actually start working for them, and you start to see shitty code, or you see, you know, customer service, or you're starting to get emails from clients that are pissed, you know, you start to see the inner workings that you would never even know existed had you not been on the inside. So, you know, my advice to anybody that's starting out or has been in this business for a while and still hasn't developed that confidence, you should not judge those agencies by the outside, because I promise you, there's probably a whirlwind of shit happening in the majority of them that you're not even aware of. So be confident. I mean, you know, I'm blessed in the fact that I got to work for those agencies because I've picked up some little odds and ends of things along the way. And of course, I was getting paid while I was, you know, the web's a great place to pick up new skills. But, you know, don't be afraid to go for it, because, you know, these agencies are not perfect. Nobody's going to be perfect. No business is going to be perfect. And every one of these agencies started at some point. They didn't start out big. And they've gone through their own growing pains, and they've established some of their own processes, some of them not so great. And they don't always provide the best quality work or the best quality service or whatnot. You can't assume, looking on the outside in, that it's all roses and balloons in there, because I promise you it's not.
Oh yeah. And I mean, it's very possible, like with because you've picked up the skills right in that agency, but even if you don't pick it up inside an agency, it's still very possible to do a better job than these big agencies, right?
Oh, absolutely.
At a lower price. And that's the way.
Yeah. And sometimes working for an agency, you can pick up bad habits that you shouldn't be doing. So, you know, sometimes it's you know, it's better to follow your heart and follow, you know, what you know is the right thing to do.
Yeah. And I think the market's kind of shifting to smaller agencies anyway, right? Because it's the whole, like, you do business with people you like or whatever. So, and you are, like, this is the differentiator now between agencies, because obviously there's a lot of us. So the only real differentiator is you. So if a client meets you and they like you, they're probably going to do business with you over some massive agency that's got, like, overheads in company cars and a giant office in the CBD. Absolutely. Or the downtown, as you guys would probably call it.
Absolutely. You know, and I will tell, I mean, honestly, you know, I've had clients that have told me that the reason why they chose me was because they could work with me directly. They didn't have to work with some junior designer or developer. They didn't have to, you know, deal with some receptionist that had no idea who was coding up the website. So, you know, in a lot of ways, being an independent freelancer, it has got, you know, nobody has looked down on me or thought less of me because I am a one-woman show. Yeah. And it's actually been to my advantage with most of my clients. Now, am I for everybody? Absolutely not. I know that. I kind of have a no bullshit policy that doesn't work for everyone. But the clients that come to me and stay with me, that choose to hire me, love me, and they've been loyal ever since. And that's been a huge benefit since I have packages that are, you know, recurring based packages. It works. Yeah,
you've absolutely nailed it there. Like, you know, you aren't, like, not everyone's for you. Like, that's the key. Like, a lot of people, you sort of talk to them and they're like, oh, I do all kinds of websites for everybody. And there's, you know, like, your clients aren't everybody, because, yeah, like, you try to be everything to everyone, then you're not going to have a personality, right?
Yeah, it doesn't work. You know, there's an old saying that's been around for a really, really long time, that you can't please everyone 100% of the time, or you can't please all the people all the time, or whatever that saying is. But basically, you know, if you're trying to please everyone, you're going to piss a lot of people off because you're not being true to yourself. And you're not going to be able to really be true to your clients. You really need to kind of find your niche. And in the beginning, I used to be one of those people that really wanted to please everyone. I wanted to make sure that everyone was happy, but I wasn't happy. So if you make sure that you're true to yourself, you're going to attract the clients that are best for you. And you're going to be happier that way, and your clients are going to be happier that way. And don't worry about the other clients that aren't your fit. Let some other person, other developer, designer, work with them, because it's probably their fit.
Yeah. And, like, adding stress by working with people that you don't gel with is just like, no one needs that shit in their life.
It's not worth it. It's so not worth it. And I think, you know, that's another thing I think is really important to let, you know, people that are new into this business know is that, you know, I've been in a lot of Facebook groups and I see people all the time that'll make comments about a client and it's all private, you know, it's no clients are ever, you know, you got to release at some point or another, but you know, and some asshole will come along and say, hey, just do the job. It's your job to make them happy. You know, not at the sacrifice of my own soul and my own happiness, my own family time or whatever. And I think that it's important that people understand that, you know, there's graphic design, web design, there's print design. There's so many different ways that you can be creative with your skills. If you don't like web design, don't do it. If you don't like print design, don't do it. If you don't like doing logos, don't do it. You need to do what makes you happy. You'll be happier, your business will be better, and your clients will be happier.
Yeah, absolutely. I think someone in the group the other day, the Grow Your Web Design Business group, was talking about, you know, like they've kind of had it, you know, and they don't want to go down this road anymore sort of thing. And I don't think there's any shame in quitting at that point. You know, like if your entire life is like you hate everything you're doing at that point, I think, you know, means something needs to change, whether that's, you know, your clients or whatever. But in his case, it was like a very much like a, I think you need a break, man.
So. Yeah. Well, and you know, if you're at that point that you're miserable in what you do, you know, I was kind of somewhat miserable at what I was doing, but that's because I was spreading myself too thin and trying to please everyone else. Mm. When I changed my mentality and decided that I was going to run the business the way I wanted to run my business, the whole thing changed. You know, I don't work weekends. I have administrative time that I take care of. I don't answer phone calls and emails. I outline in my welcome kit that these are the hours. I don't work by text message. You know, yay for you if you do, but I don't like it when clients text me. I have, you know, project management software where I keep everything. I don't want to do emails anymore. I've literally established what works best for me. And either you're going to participate in that process and have a beautiful, you know, result at the end, or you're going to go somewhere else. I'm content with that. You know, I know that there's other designers. They're a dime a dozen. So I don't need to feel bad or have an unhappy life or be frustrated at the end of the day. I'm not going to allow my clients to put me in that emotional state where I hate my job. You know, I mean, I think there are some people that probably are at that point that design's probably not for them, but don't work in a situation where you're allowing them to control you. It's your life. It's your business. Do it how you want to, and you'll be much happier. And don't worry about the money. I've turned down money. And here's the thing. For every client that I turn down, I have 2, 3, or 4 more people where the phone will ring. It's amazing. I don't know if it's the universe or what's going on, but when I turn down something and don't feel guilty about it and have an open mind, the right client comes along eventually to fill that space. I'm never desperate to take a client.
Absolutely. That's, I think I'm going to need to split this into two, because there's like too much gold in this, because I was like, we haven't even got into what the main thing I wanted to talk about, and you're already just delivering gold. This is awesome.
Sorry.
No, this is perfect. Like, I'm like, agency quick wins. I think this is going to be 2 quick wins. It sounds like you've got a lot of things sorted out here, like the client education or whatever into, you know, your process is there for a reason. They should do what your they have to fit into your process, not text message you and Facebook message and all this bullshit. That was really good advice.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that if you want to run your own business, you should run it how you want to.
Absolutely.
You know, it's my name on the business cards.
Yeah, that's it.
You know, and I learned a long time ago, Jesus Christ, his name alone could be on a business card and somebody would come along and think he was doing it wrong, unfortunately. So I've learned that, you know, you stick to your guns, do what makes you happy, and the rest will just kind of fall into place.
Yeah, and I think another big thing there too with, you know, you said other clients just like sort of magically come along when you say no. This is, you know, could be a flow-on effect of just being who you are and having your processes dialed. You know what you're doing, so you're going to end up with referrals, right? Because people are like, this chick that I worked with is awesome. You should work with her too.
Yeah.
You know, you've got personality clearly. So like this is probably helps in getting referrals, right?
Sure, absolutely. keeps the phone ringing for sure.
Yeah, totally. I want to dig into sort of the next major piece here. Now, there's like two things going on. So you said your story is awesome, right? Like you left the agency and then the classic roller coaster feast or famine cycle is what you saw everyone else doing going through, right? Like with 20K 1 month, 1K the next.
Sure. And that's the fear, that's the fear for a lot of people. Yeah.
Yeah. And you've actually overcome this in two different ways. You've done the whole packaging your services and monthly retainers at the same time. Now these are basically like, holy grails in the business world, right? Like the whole built to sell book is based on packaging, because when you package, you've got there's a whole book just on packaging, because it's talking about being able to step out of the business later as well, because if you have exact processes and packages of what you do, you can eventually train other people to do that. Whereas if you're just like custom development a la carte everything, mm-hmm. It's basically going to be a job and you're going to be locked into that for a long time.
Right. That.
Yeah, so that's the package thing, and then you've also gone and put people on retainers instead of sort of one-off things. So tell me about your packages, how you get people in on retainers, the what.
You know what, it's I'm still kind of in awe of it myself, because it was so freaking easy. And much easier than I anticipated it to be. So, what I mentioned in my email is that, what I saw other freelancers doing was riding that roller coaster where they're up 20, 30 grand 1 month, and then they're like 1 or 2 grand the next month. And I thought, God, that is not a roller coaster that I want to ride. I have to figure out a way that I can have some steady, consistent income. I've got a 14-year-old. If it was just me, I might be a little bit more on the wild side and wing it. But I got a kid. and I got to be a little bit consistent with the money that I bring in. So I just, over the course of time, it was one of those things where I was doing these one-off projects and I was taking on work just to have that money. And, in that transition of wanting to do what I wanted to do and be the best that I could be and serve my soul and keep me and my family happy, I just decided that, look, I've got to take a leap. I need to kind of niche down. How can I niche down? Do I work with a particular business? And I've actually kind of created another business that is a niche that works on a particular service industry. But in the process of building that website and trying to get into groups that focused around that particular niche and rubbing elbows with the right people who are already sending me shit tons of referrals themselves, I decided to take my original website and start to redesign it and start to focus it around these packages. And what it basically came down to was people would come to me and they'd want a website and I'd be like, okay, 5 grand, 6 grand, 7 grand, and they'd damn near fall out of their seats. And I realized that, a few years ago that websites were $500, $1,500, they were cheap. And I think they're starting to go up in price a little bit more. I think there's a little bit more respect for the web world than there used to be. And there's a clear, definition between somebody sitting in their basement in their boxer shorts trying to do web design who's 12 years old and somebody who's, been trained or been to school or has been doing this for a long time and has the skills. But, I just decided that I was tired of clients coming to me for web design. They would spend that money. They'd be happy with it. But then they thought that build it and they would come would be enough. And that doesn't exist in web design. I mean, there's millions of websites out there. And there's only so many positions on the front page of Google. There's so many different marketing strategies out there. And, I realized that my way, in order for me to get to where I wanted to go, I needed to educate my clients on what they needed. And I needed to do it from the beginning. It wasn't going to serve me any good purposes. And it hadn't served me, anything good other than a website and then see you later, to just build them a website and let them go and then try to sell them SEO or sell them any kind of digital marketing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't working for me. So I decided that, okay, you know what? I'm going to establish a package and I'm going to make it an all-inclusive package. It's going to include, web design, SEO, content marketing, reputation and review, whatever it is, social marketing, social management, whatever you want to do, Don't give a shit. Just package it. Yeah. So I created a package, and I basically told my clients when they came to me, look, this is it. This is what you need. When you come to me, and when people come to you, 99.9% of the time, at the end of the day, they want to make more money. They want to bring in more clients. So if they tell you, oh, I just need a pretty brochure, that's bullshit. Yep. They want to make more money. They want to bring in more clients. If they just want a pretty brochure, they don't need to be paying $5,000 or $6,000 for a website or higher. Some people are even higher.
Yeah.
But I just said, look, this is the marketing package that you need. This is what you need to get online, build your online digital footprint, and start bringing in more traffic and converting more clients to paying customers. It's going to be a minimum. I started with a 6-month contract. I'm thinking about going to a 12-month contract, but I started with a 6-month contract, and I tell them this is what it's going to be every month. Oddly enough, 90% of the people that have come my way have signed up for it. Wow. Some take a little while to I just had a client that thought about it for 2 months and literally just called me out of the blue and said, hey, send me that contract again. The link is expired. I want to sign up. And I'm like, hell yeah. So I just got another client. And what's strange about it is that I decided to focus on one service industry, but in my other business, I've pulled in a bartending service, a tree care service, a plumber, an appliance care place, a wallpaper guy. You know, so literally what's happening is I'm bringing in business from places that I didn't think I was going to get, and I certainly wasn't soliciting. But this package for them, when you're talking to them about what they're going to get, what's in it for them, which is to grow their business, they're signing up and they're paying their first payment, and away we go. And obviously I have to perform. Obviously I have to build them a great website. Obviously I have to get them ranked. I have to get them traffic. And they don't always worry about rankings if they're getting clients coming in. You know, some
yeah,
people,
totally.
I think some people get caught up on the fact that they have to be on the front page of Google. And that, look, if your phone's not ringing, fire me. But if your phone's ringing and you're getting more clients, if you're making $1,000, $5,000, $10,000 more a month than you were before you met me, I think we're pretty good. So, you know.
Oh, absolutely. And like, you've hit a huge distinction there, right? Like, you're not selling someone a website. You're selling someone like more clients, really. That's what they want.
Yeah.
And it's much easier to sell that if you're packaging it with like marketing and stuff like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they, you know, clients really don't know. I mean, I have had some clients that contact me and they're trying to educate themselves on SEO and analytics and, you know, AdWords and some of this stuff. But, you know, a lot of your clients, like my wallpapering guy, I said, well, you know, this is the things that we offer. And he goes, whoa, that's over my head and out the tailpipe. I have no idea what you just said there. Just can you grow my business? And he came to me because he had millennials that were referred to him by one of their friends that had used him. But they wanted to go online to kind of do a little bit of research, and he didn't have a website. He's old school. He's in his late 50s and early 60s, and he had not been online at all. And he says, all I need to know is, can you get me online and bring me more business? That's all he cared about. He signed up, no problem. Other people are a little bit more specific, and that's fine. But I realized that my job was to educate them. Even if they come to you wanting just a website, I would be doing them a serious disservice if I just did the website and let them go on their way. Because in the long run, they're not going to get what they originally wanted. It's my job to know what they want. A website's one thing, but a website that actually works and brings them clients is a totally different thing. And that's really what most of the clients want, is they want a website that's going to work and bring them clients. So I just, in fact, I haven't done a one-off project since I went freelance. I had one I was working on in February, but by the end of February, early March, I have not done one one-off project. And even if they come to me for just a website thinking they want a one-off project, by the time I'm done educating them, they're on a contract. So now the next 6 to 8 months are locked in with consistent income.
Yeah, that's absolutely key. Like, to take that pressure off, like there's no stress. That's so good. So, if you don't mind, I'd like to get into some specifics. Like, what services are you including in these packages? And if you don't mind sharing, what kind of price points?
Okay. You know, I'm trying to establish my own kind of I don't want to say there's no rhyme or reason, but I'm trying to establish, you know, my own kind of way of determining what would be the best price for these packages. Mm. And, you know, since we're doing SEO, I got to look at the market. I got to look at competition, because that's a huge part of the price point is how much work we've got to do to get you a very solid social. I mean, if you're a plumbing company in a major metro area, you're going to be way more competitive than a wallpapering guy.
Yeah.
You know? So there's way more work. I mean, do I have to, you know, produce 4, you know, blog posts per month, or is 1 a month going to be sufficient? So I really have to kind of play that in. And I actually don't write. I outsource the writing to some writers that I have on staff. And I've been so busy that a girl that I used to work with at this last agency, she's a contractor herself for this last agency I work for. She's dying to come to work for me full time. She's working for me about 5 hours per week right now doing some of my SEO. So, I will eventually hopefully bring her on full time. But, so the price points originally, I looked at it this way, and this is how I sell it. And this might help other people. Okay. So let's say a standard website, you know, with no e-commerce, is $5,000 to $7,000 is what my price point was for me. Now, I know there are people out there charging $20,000 to $30,000 for all that. That's not me. I don't do that. It's $5,000 to $7,000 for a website. Now, if it's $5,000 to $7,000 for a website and I've got a 6-month contract, in my mind, I had to figure out how I could, instead of getting $5,000 here and $5,000 there, how can I get that same amount of money every month consistently over the course of several months? Now, the 6-month contract was the least that I was willing to go to make sure that I broke even or got my money back, mm-hmm. and could show the clients results enough that when the contract was over, they would want to naturally stay.
Yeah.
Now, my original price points, because I was just trying to get people on, I sat down and thought, okay, well, if they pay $1,000 a month, over 6 months, that's $6,000. They'd pay that for a website anyway. But if I threw in the marketing stuff, which was SEO, on-page and off-page SEO, backlinking, you know, I would do all their citations. I pay for those. I don't do them myself. I pay.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, it's too
there's
much
a whole,
work.
There's a whole nother chat in this. Like outsourcing SEO is actually quite simple. You know, there's a lot of sort of white label providers that are really, really good. You can use, but
I purchase the citations. I don't worry about that. We do the on-page SEO. My SEO, my friend, my colleague, she does the backlinking. I outsource the writing. We write blog posts. Once we build the site, we do the citations. We do review and reputation management. Google's been a little funny lately about gating reviews, but, you know, there's companies that have come up with workarounds for that to please Google. But we basically are proactively, you know, requesting reviews from, and these are all service-based companies that I work with. So we're proactively requesting reviews from their clients and getting the customer involved and making sure that they're proactively asking for those and that they're taking care of their customers when the customers are pissed, and that these reviews are being posted to the social media, Google, whatnot, you know, to kind of improve that digital footprint. We will post to social media if we need to. We'll manage their pay-per-click and their Facebook ads.
Oh, wow. You're going that far as well.
Oh, yeah. Now, I will tell you, when I first started out, now keep in mind, I just went February 2nd, which was a Friday, was the last day I worked for this agency. So the very following Monday, I was busting balls trying to get my stuff together and make sure that I had this figured out, my package. And I think for me, that was kind of the hardest part, is to figure out, what am I going to offer? What am I going to charge? So at first, I thought, okay, I got to get my first client. Maybe if I just charge $750 a month, which is way too low, by the way, I'll get a client. It's $4,500 over the next 6 months, you know? And I thought, let me try it. Well, it was so damn easy. I thought, okay, well, and it was pretty low hanging fruit in the sense that it wasn't overly competitive field. So I wasn't too freaked out over the $750 a month. So I just signed a client recently at $1,500 a month for the next 6 months. So I quoted somebody else $2,200, but they were in a very, very competitive field. It was a maid business, and they had 20 competitors, 21 competitors. And I quoted him based on how much me and my SEO director, who have discussed how much work it's going to take to rank him. I can build websites all day long. Mm. At the end of the day, a lot of that money goes into the efforts of SEO.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's not cheap.
No, it's not. And I'm not even outsourcing a lot of that. I mean, I buy the citations and she does some of the backlinking and whatnot, and I outsource the writing. But for the most part, I'm doing it. So, you know, it really came down to how much time would I have to spend. And I don't want to be in a situation where, let's say you're a company that we only have to blog for once a week, but there's another company that we have to blog once a month. Well, I want to make sure each client gets equal time and they get the same results regardless of how much time I have to put into it. But my time is not free. So it's a matter of determining it. So, I look at the population, I look at the market, but originally it started at $750 per month, and it's been as high as $2,200 per month per client. Hmm. But I can tell you that at the agency, I was making about $45,000 a year, and between February and now, I've already reached the 100K mark. So it's still growing. So, some people may think, oh, 100K, that's not a big deal. Well, when I went from an agent, I've literally more than doubled my income in a very short period of time.
Yeah.
And there's no glass ceiling. There's no limit for this.
Yeah.
Because I literally, the more I do that, now I'm just starting this out now, but with a few more clients, I could probably step away from this and just kind of oversee it. And mm-hmm. that to me is the key. My daughter is turning 14 in June, and she's old enough that we can start traveling, and all I need is a phone and a laptop, and I'm golden.
Boom. So yeah, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping by the end of the year I can double or triple where I'm at now.
Yeah, so, and that's saying that if you are turning these things into processes and whatever that someone else can take over, then mm-hmm. it's absolutely perfect for you, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, wow. I think if somebody, you know, there's so many different businesses out there. When I first started, I wanted to do web design for everybody. And even some of those companies I would take on and I'd think, oh, this is so dry. This is so bland. I don't want to do websites for attorneys. Nothing against attorneys. It's just not something that, I'm excited about. Yeah. Tech companies, that's really not my thing. But service-based industry, maid companies, bartending companies, tree service companies, I love doing that kind of stuff because for me, when I'm doing the SEO, there is a clear pattern of where the numbers increase that's so clear you can't deny it. And yeah. For me, that works. And I get really excited about it because it's what I love to do.
Yeah.
But if you come to me and you're, a company that builds tech toys, that's not really my thing. But there's other designers out there that do that. I really think it's important for people to find their niche. And then when they find their niche, come up with a package. I don't care if it's, I also include security in my packages. I provide firewall and backups and malware.
Yeah. Classic website maintenance stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the kind of stuff. I mean, you can buy seats at a company. You can buy packages of 10 at a time or whatever. And by the time you're adding it into your package to your customers, your cost per customer is maybe $10 a month or something. So, if you're charging somebody $1,000, $1,500, $2,000 a month, it's no sweat off your ass to provide them security. And it just makes you more valuable, the package more valuable. Yeah. So they come to me and they get 100% done for you package. And then I offer them category exclusivity. So let's say you're in Dallas, Texas, and Dallas is a pretty big damn city, but if you're a plumber in Dallas, Texas, and you hire me, you'll be the only plumber that I work with in Dallas. And clients are like, woo, sold, So I think that originally my packages were kind of, small in terms of price and for what I offer. But that was me kind of building up my confidence and kind of testing the waters to see if that would work. Yeah. And once I realized that, when a customer actually calls you and says, hey, you didn't charge me enough, you need to add more money to the invoice, you're not charging enough. And that did happen to me. So,
oh, yeah. That's such a good position to be in. I had a call the other day where their biggest concern was that we were too cheap. And I was like, holy shit. I need more of you.
Right. right? And you start to think, well, wait a minute, maybe I need to raise my prices. But
yeah.
So I'm still in that kind of mode, because it's only been since, you know, the second week of February, where I'm kind of figuring out the right price points based on the market and the work. So there's not a set price for everybody. Mm. I look at population and how many competitors they have. And of course I have a really good SEO resource that I can tap into and let me know based on, she does all the keyword research for me. So when she comes back to me, she's like, hey, this is pretty low hanging fruit. We don't have a problem with this one. Thanks. Or she'll come back and say, this one's going to take like 3 or 4 hours a week, or, you know, so she's really good about giving me kind of an idea. And then I base my pricing off of that. But
yeah.
Without this, I would be a hot mess right now trying to figure out where the hell, you know, my next paycheck was going to come from, and be concerned about whether or not my daughter can join the cheer squad or basketball or whatever. And now I don't have to worry about it. If she comes to me and says, hey, mom, I need a new phone or I need a new bike, guess what? I got you. I got you.
That's so cool. Well, thanks for sharing all this. Like, this is sure. This is awesome. Like, I was like, oh, yeah, we'll just do a quick win. But, like, what are we going on? I don't even know what the time, how long we've been doing this.
What is it? Oh, it's only been 40 minutes.
That's, yeah, but that's, like, a good amount, right? Like, this is freaking awesome. I can't wait to share this around. There's so much in here for not even just people just starting out there, right? Like, you're already doing better than, you know, most intermediate and even some advanced people are, right? And I think you've just done so much right, like the specialization, the packaging, the retainers, like your personality, not working with the people that you don't want to work with. Like, these are all the best things you can do, and you've done them all. You know, so.
Well, I'll be honest with you and tell you that I read a lot. I follow you. I follow other people. Part of what, you know, I had to find something that worked for my personality. And I've got caught in that rut myself. It's easy to do. But I've paid attention. I mean, there's other people doing this. I'm not the first person to do this. It's not new. I don't have to fall down and scrape my knees to figure it out. So I've taken bits and pieces from all these people that I follow and I'm reading and the books that I've read, and I've developed something that works for me. So I think that anyone who wants to improve their life, get out of the grind, focus, package it, put a contract in place. You can find them on the internet or hire you an attorney, whatever. But package it and set yourself up for success. Because for me, I can be in this grind day in and day out. I love building websites. But if I need to take my daughter to the pool, I can take off any day of the week I want to and go to the pool and not give two shits, because I'm going to still have a paycheck coming in. My clients are being taken care of. I've spaced out their payments. They're not paying any more or any less by spacing them out. It's easier for them to come on board because they don't have to pay me $5,000 or $6,000 up front. It's spaced out for them. It's a win-win for everybody involved. But for me, this is about a lifestyle. At some point or another, I want to be able to step back and travel and do more things with my kid. I love the freedom of being able to do what I want, how I want,
yeah,
you know, and not have to worry about where the money's coming from. So it's not a hard thing to do. People just have to take the leap.
And there you have it.
There you have it.
Hey, one last question. You said you've read a lot. What book do you have? Any book recommendations for people?
Oh God, you would ask me that.
No, it's all good. We'll do it offline, and I'll just stick a link, some links.
Yeah,
below
yeah.
The video.
I think I can come up with a list for you. And yeah. I mean, there's several of them.
Let's do it. Yeah, books and resources, because I'm always down for sharing awesome information with people. So
absolutely.
I think that's it. So thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Discover how to grow your agency, earn more, and work less at agencyhighway.com. Head over there to get resources from this episode and full transcripts. See you next time.